yesterday, Ruven Tepper asked that we discuss checking bugs, and a lot of people have asked me that we discuss checking bugs in fruits and vegetables, what the halachas are. So I came across a Mar Makomos packet that was put together by Rav Shmuel Maybrook Shlita, an old classmate of mine from Rav Shechter Shir, and he gave a shir, Li'ili Nishmas, his mother, Yocheved Pesha Bas Rav Hillel Aleha Shalom. So since I'm taking his entire content and his entire packet, I figured we should dedicate this year also Zeicha Nishmas Mrs. Maybrook Aleha Shalom. The halacha is that we know that in Shulchan Aruch Yardea Simin Pei Dalid Lo Yochalat Sheyivdo Kapri Mitocho Shemi Yesh Bo Tolas. If you have a pre, if you have a fruit that is darken la'atliya, that's the derech, that it has bugs, you're not allowed to eat it until you check it for bugs. A lot of people think, when did the rabbis make up this halacha? In the year 2000? In the 1990s? No, this halacha, it's been on the books for a very long time. But the halacha is that it's only if it's darkan lahatliya. So the question becomes, how do we define darkan lahatliya? So it's really a three-pronged halacha. The halacha is mida oraisa. One only needs to check mida oraisa when it's a rove. When rove of that kind of vegetable has bugs. When you have 51%, so the halacha is mida oraisa, you follow a rove, so mida oraisa you have to check. Mida rabbanan though, when it's a mira matzoi, when it's a fairly common, even minority, but fairly common occurrence, so mira matzoi, you have to check for bugs. When it's a mira che'enu matzoi, when it's a very rare occurrence that a fruit or vegetable would have a bug, then there's no requirement to check whatsoever. You don't have to be bodek. So the rules are actually fairly easy. The definition is what's difficult. How do you define mira matzoi versus mira che'enu matzoi? So there is a Mishnah, the Maseches Bava Basra, Martiv Shel Yayin Mekabel Alav Eser Kosasos Lemeya, that when you buy a wine, a storage, whatever you call it, a place where they store wine, so you're willing to accept 10% of the barrels to be already turning a little bit sour, as long as the other 90% are good. And some of the Achronim explain that maybe that's Tali and Mira Matzli. That you're willing to accept a mi'at she'eino matzoi of wine amongst all the barrels that are no good, that are slightly below par. But you're not willing to accept a mi'at ha-matzoi. The Mishkanos Yaakov, therefore, famously formulates in Yardea Simen Yud Zayin, Ad heichan yikra mi'at ha-matzoi, mehach tegabe yayin koseim, kamosh ksaf tilel shu chelek mi'yud. 10% is mi'at ha-matzoi, so if a vegetable has a less than 10% incidence of infestation, does not need to be checked, and it's perfectly fine, you could eat such a vegetable. If a vegetable has a greater than 10% chance of infestation, it does need to be checked, and once you check it and you verify, you're able to check it clearly, assuming it's something that you can check. Some things are very, very difficult to check, because they're very, let's say, broccoli florets are very hard to check, because you have to get between each one to see if there's a bug there. Not so easy, but something that that it's easy enough to check. The halacha is that you have to check, and once it's checked and it's clean, then of course you're allowed to eat it. The large majority of poskim, I think, accept the approach of Mishkanos Yaakov, that it's 10%, that's what Rav Shechter always says, that's how the Star K, that's how Rabbi Heinemann says for the Star K, that 10% is called the Mira Matzoi, so if there's an incidence of bugs between 10 and 50%, then you have to check. Rav Vosner has a slightly different approach, and Rav Belsky seems to agree with Rav Vosner. Rav Belsky and Rav Vosner both hold, Rav Belsky in an OU document says, Rav Belsky does not subscribe to the school of thought which quantifies mina matzoi with fixed numbers. He doesn't think there's any percentage, any number that you can attach to it. Rather, he favors a more subjective measure of which vegetables are commonly infested, which is as follows, that mina matzoi is that it's something that you find to be, it's not unusual. You're not surprised to find it. That when you find a bug in certain vegetables, romaine lettuce, let's say, not so surprised to find bugs in romaine lettuce. It happens all the time. So you wash it off and you clean it off and make sure it's good, but it's not surprising. That would be a mi'at ha-matzoi. If it's surprising, it's like, oh my gosh, why is there a bug in my orange? There are never bugs in oranges. Well, that would be a mi'at she'eino matzoi, and such vegetables, fruits and vegetables, you would not need to check. That's Rav Belsky's definition. Rav Elyashiv thought that he was willing to attach a number to it, but the number that he was willing to attach was not 10%, rather it was 4%. Much more machmir definition of Mira Matzoi. So that's Aleph. But the truth is that Machlokas is not even what really causes the great divergence in Psak from one posik to the other in terms of how obsessed one needs to be with checking for bugs. The biggest issue that you deal with on figuring out what do I and don't I have to check for bugs is not so much what the number is in terms of defining Mira Matsui is, let's say it's 10%. How do you define 10%? 10% of what? So what? I buy a bag of lettuce, right? So 10% of the little tiny cut of pieces of lettuce in the bag, if less than 10% of those little pieces have a bug on it, then I'm okay? Well, then for sure, all romaine lettuce is fine, because by the time they chop it up, that's it. Or is it, no, I buy a Costco-size Andy Boy massive bag of lettuce, so it's 10% of the bags that I buy. So if, let's say, I buy 10 bags, if any one bag has one bug in any one of those bags, then it's going to be a problem. Whoa, then it's always a problem, right? Then for sure you have a problem. How do you define 10% of what? So Rav Eliashiv says, "Bekamos sharegilim liknos." In the Sefer Bedikas Hamazon Kalacha, he quotes Rav Eliashiv, the quantity that you normally buy at one time, not that you eat at one time, that you buy at one time. So if you buy a bag of lettuce normally at one time, let's assume not Costco sizes, let's assume regular size, the normal portion that they would normally sell. So if there's less than 10% chance that you'll have in that bag, in one bag, one out of every 10 bags, if one out of every 10 bags or more has bugs in it, then you have a problem. Less than one out of every 10 bags has a bug in it, you don't have a problem, which is pretty significant chumrah. That means, one out of every 10 bags, chances are there will be a bug in. Rav Shlomo Zalman says it depends on not how much you usually buy, but the packaging. Meaning sometimes you would buy three packages at a time, because that's, one package is never enough. So it's totally in the packaging, the way it's normally packaged. Again, this leaves things in the hands of marketers, really, because they package based on how they could best market it. So it's a little hard to accept this as, it's a little hard to understand this as halacha. Rav Schechter and Rav Heinemann assume that it depends on a serving. How much would you eat in one sitting? How much does a normal person eat? How much salad do you eat in one sitting? So if there's a 10% chance that in that plate of salad that you took for yourself, there's a bug, then you have a problem. So again, it's a little more makel. Rabbi Willig, la halacha v'lo l'maisa, thought that maybe you could say that it's in the bites. Every bite that you take, if less than 10% of the bites that you take have a bug in it, then it's called a miyachei nematzu and you're okay. That's a significant kula. Even more so, Rav Zalman Nechemia Goldberg says that it's in the pieces. Let's say rice, you have infested rice. So he says, if there are 10 little pieces of rice for every bug, you're good. If there's less than 10 pieces of rice for every bug, you're not good. So that's unbelievable. That means you buy the cut up bags of lettuce, that means that each little piece, as long as you have 10 pieces, can I get 10 berries, can I get what?
Is this
Lameisa? I think Rav Zalman Nechemia holds this Lameisa, yeah. But again, Rabbi Willig was not willing to go to Maisa. So the definition of Mira Matsui becomes a very, very important thing. Now you see why some people could say, you have to check everything, because they hold that if 10% of the giant boxes of blueberries that you buy in Costco have a bug in them, then you have a problem. So yeah, then you'll have a problem. Whereas Rav Zalman Chaim will say 10 blueberries for every bug. Okay, so then you're good. Blueberries are good. You're not going to have a problem, right? You could see where this could diverge a little bit. The other issue is that typically speaking, something becomes machalos asurus become batel b'shishin, right? Something becomes batel in something that's einu mino b'shishin. So a bug should really be batel. The only reason a bug's not batel is because it's a beria. It's a full thing. It's a full unit. And a full unit can't be, a full creature can't become batel. But if the bug is crushed up, if the bug is, let's say they wash the lettuce in such a power wash that it crushes all the bugs. So if it crushes all the bugs, well, then the bug is batel anyway. Even if it's there, it's batel. So you're allowed to eat it. Right? We're only concerned that they're going to be whole bugs. So then the question becomes, okay, what if I know the bug is definitely pulverized, definitely crushed up, but the company crushed it? Meaning it wasn't that there was a crushed bug that happened to be found in there. It was crushed on purpose. So maybe we say, Eim mevat l'nisa l'chadchila. The halach is in Shulchan Aruch and Yardeas and Tzadi test. Eim mevat l'nisa l'chadchila. You're not allowed to know that there's bugs over there. I cook the soup and I have all sorts of green leafy vegetables in the soup that have all sorts of bugs. Well, what do I do now? So I have an idea. I'll take a hand blender and pulverize the soup And that way, it'll be mevatel all the bugs, because the bugs will all be crushed. No, but you can't do that, because they mevatel nisil chachila. So the halacha seems pretty clear that if the reason that you are, and this is quoted by the Nosi Kelim on the Shulchan Aruch, that if the reason that you're pulverizing it is not to be mevatel the yisr, but just because that's the way you make that food, that's the recipe for that food, then it's not a problem of mevatel nisil chachila. And this is why you saw me eat this morning a Chobani yogurt, right? All the yogurt companies come with flavors, and the flavoring has real fruit in there, and they're never bodek for fruits. They don't have time to be bodek that massive amount of fruits that they're putting in yogurts. How do they have hashkachas from reliable hashkachas? Because they pulverize it. Aye, but isn't that a problem? No, because they're pulverizing it, because otherwise it wouldn't be good in the yogurt. It's part of the recipe. That's how the company wants to make it. So therefore, it becomes batel anyway. So our whole issue is only when it's not going to be batel, either because you violated the mevatel nisil chachila or the bugs are still whole. In terms of what to do, if you realize afterwards that you didn't check, or you're eating by someone's house and they didn't check and they're serving you a soup or something, a dish, a broccoli kugel or whatever, where the bugs haven't been checked, and you know that they're not bodek, so we have a separate Tamir Halacha Shir on that. You could go and listen to that.